501-658-2690 and watch your business explode.
In the Zone, Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show, coming to you live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. With your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Elson, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, time's picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even a starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a
living. Okay, let's see what you knuckleheads have to offer here as we get into our last hour at 12:07. Phil Elson's here, Justin Akre, Todd Pierce, the Pigskin, and Philip Martin. The boys are back together again. It's been a while, and football is coming up, baby. We are real excited about it. Let's see what's happening with our Middleton Heat and Air text line. And by the way, if you are suffering in a hot home, my friends, please holler at them. Check out the IPA song by the Brothers Comatose. I don't know that one, but okay, I will.
How much IPA are they drinking with that name, huh?
Also from the text line, what three songs was the Pigskin Preacher talking about? Says Kyle from Cersei.
In the meantime, Space Hog. That's some might one. Say Oasis, Flagpole Sitter, Harvey Danger, but you know you got a sense.
Yeah, I don't
part
know about Flagpole Sitter.
I love that song.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Tell him,
Philip. Tell mid late 90s.
They weren't really a band. It was a DJ, and he went in with a couple of his buddies and just wrote a song, and like a one-off thing. It was good.
Champ Chelsea Gray with the Aces. I don't know what she did. And Chump, North Alabama football coach, Hogs by 90. Okay, so there is a story going around the internet that I saw that I don't believe at all is true about the head coach of North Alabama talking trash about how bad Arkansas is and how they're going to win the game.
Oh, boy.
I do not believe that for
no
one
way
second.
That happened. I don't think that's true.
I did a quick Google search on it today, and I could not find it. But this Twitter account, it is I'll read you what the Twitter account says. It is somewhat farcical, as dumb as some coaches are out there. I don't believe it. This guy's name is Brent Dierman, by the way. He's a good coach. On facing Arkansas week one, well, I don't think Arkansas could beat the worst team in our conference. They are a terrible football program. I'm shocked they haven't shut it down yet. We plan on walking out of that game 1-0. Do you actually think that is a real comment by a college football coach who is thankful for the 400 grand or whatever they're getting to play Arkansas? Are you out of your mind, people? Yeah. Don't be so dumb.
Oh, but you want to believe it.
Yeah.
Come on.
You really want to believe it.
Our question today, by the way, it's International Beer Day. What is your favorite beer from outside the USA? And we got here one from my man Peewit. He says free. That is the best beer.
I mean, you can get a free beer internationally, too. We're not allowed to use domestic beers for this.
Do you guys stand on the Canadian beers, like Molson and Moosehead and Labatt's and all that?
I'm totally fine.
Big for it.
They're all right.
Strong.
I don't seek them out, but if they're offered to me, I'll drink them.
I used to seek out Labatt's Blue.
Yeah. I don't even call them strong. I bet the ABV is not over 5%. But I don't know that for a fact. Nathan Christian, who I don't quote often, once said, warm beer is cold beer when it's free beer. And he's a man who never turned down a handout.
He would know. He would know both what cold beer and warm beer feels like.
From the 501, Chelsea Gray hit a three-pointer to send the game to overtime and then hit the three to win the game against the Fever. Well, I am sorry. Woo-hoo. I am not up on my WNBA, but thank you for that.
Caitlin missed two free throws to send it into overtime and lose. I couldn't, but with 7 seconds left, she missed two.
I'm going
to
paraphrase this one. Leslie says, have you ever tried Moose Pea Double IPA? It's 8.5%, double exclamation points. 8.5 for a double IPA ain't that strong, honestly.
No.
Chimay Grand Reserve. Not sure if it qualifies as a beer, but it is a Trappist ale. It is quite good, and that is
it
a beer.
It is good.
I think
that
you can. Good. I think you can qualify a Trappist ale as a beer.
100%.
Well, yeah, Trappist, the monks are making it. Yeah,
those are your guys.
Monks, I love the monks.
Smittix is my favorite Irish ale.
That's a good one.
Black and tan, baby. Mm-hmm. Black and tan. When you spend over 70 days at sea on an aircraft carrier, then pull into Mombasa, Kenya. Tusker beer tastes real good. I imagine any beer tastes real good when you've been out there for that long. I've been drinking beer for 30 years. Thank you very much for qualifying.
They were making beer at Subiaco with the monks, and then the guy that was in training to be a monk, he fell in love with a girl and left the order, and now they have no one to make the beer.
I know. I had some of that. That was really, they were doing a good job over there.
From the 501, I've been drinking beer for 30 years, mainly a Miller Lite guy, but like an Amber Modelo when eating out. An Amber Modelo. You mean, I've never had an Amber Modelo.
It's the Modelo. There's
oh, Negra Modelo. Yeah, okay, Negra Modelo. Yeah. Had my first Stella this week. What? Just this week?
Mm.
I'm hooked. That's my girl's favorite.
That's Belgian, isn't it?
Yes.
Stella?
Stella's good.
Yeah.
Temp is quite important. Ice cold, it might be my favorite beer, but if it isn't cold enough, it has a whole different flavor. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is a Mount Rushmore beer. I was telling Phil this, for a large capacity brewery, that is a pretty solid beer. I like all the Marzins, but that one's pretty good.
To me, that's where microbrewing started.
Yeah.
Was Sam Adams.
It ain't no microbrew now, bud.
No, not at all.
No.
My favorite Sam Adams beer, I can't find anymore.
What is it?
Boston Ale.
You told me this.
You can't find it.
Maybe the Scotsman drank it dry.
It used to come in the multi-packs, I remember.
Right. It used to be sell six packs at the grocery store.
I never saw it, I don't think, standalone. I just saw it in multi-pack.
I bought a lot of it.
I might try a Rolling Rock in a pinch. Yeah, Rolling Rock's fine.
That was the first beer that I drank.
And not made in Latrobe anymore, though.
No, unfortunately, I think it's made in Jersey when it was purchased by, when it was bought by Anheuser-Busch. And, of course, that beer was brewed the same place where the Steelers train.
Right.
Not the college, but the town, Latrobe.
Arnold Palmer.
That's right.
Pennsylvania.
When I hear Rolling Rock, the first thing I think of is the Deer Hunter.
Yes.
Yep.
There's a reason, because that's a Western Pennsylvania movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were drinking Western PA beer.
Man, that movie was intense.
Zach says, I don't stray from my Miller Lite.
People are so loyal to the brand of light beer that they like. When I first started working at the Travs, Justin, you guys might remember this. There were three big changes that year. It was 2001. Did road radio for the first time ever. Switched from Cardinals to Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And also in 2002... we stopped selling Bud Light because the local distributor pulled all advertising, and Bill Valentine was like, well, we're not going to sell your beer. And people were pissed that they couldn't get Bud Light at a baseball game.
Well, that's called doing you a favor. Just kidding.
Rice and water.
Any light beer.
Whatever.
The point.
You like what you like. It's fine.
Yeah,
I will
like
say
what
this.
You like. I just don't get it.
This was fun. Steve Sullivan, for like 6 months for some reason, decided, and he's not a drinker. He's like, I'm gonna start becoming a beer aficionado.
I'm gonna do it.
So he's like, I'm gonna go out. You know, like I'm gonna get like you know one or two beers every time I go out, and it's because he had never drank ever. And so the first craft beer I ever gave him was Lagunitas Little Something Extra. And I said, drink this. If you don't like it, this is a lost cause for you.
That's right. You don't need to.
And he liked it. It's a good one.
Does he still drink beer?
I don't think he drinks anymore.
I want to hear Chris Kane do an impersonation of Steve Sullivan about five beers in.
I don't think he's ever been five beers in, Pigskin.
Okay, two beers
in. The Boston really comes out then. Must.
I cannot get five beers in anymore. I just can't. I mean, it's just like impossible.
Wow.
I mean, I could sit and drink whiskey all night.
Your want to.
It's a good thing that when I went into the ministry, I gave up drinking because I could have been on the Olympic drinking team.
No,
that is not an idle boast.
You put it the way that it really is just about. If you wanted to get drunk, you really could.
It's not about getting drunk, but I mean.
But no, I just can't drink more than two beers. It's just like, I don't know what it is.
That's so cute. That's darling. I want to pat you on the head.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's darling.
I'm just saying. I just can't do it.
You shouldn't drink more than two bourbons, that's for sure.
Well, I can do that.
Well,
I mean, you're right. I shouldn't, but I could, and I can.
Today's Entertainment Report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
I wanted to follow up on this. This is a Zone FU from earlier in the week. We talked about the best fast food burgers in America. And I asked Susan Irwin Prowse about this. And she says they go there quite often. It's a Santa Barbara-based company called Habit Burger. Never been, even though I've been to Santa Barbara a bunch.
Yeah.
So they're all over California now. And they're in the Southeast, too. And Jacksonville, Florida has a couple. So the next time I'm down there, I'm going to try one.
Susan, didn't she say that they eat it all the time?
All the time. The double char from Habit Burger and Grill is apparently the number one, according to USA Today, the number one fast food burger in America. But we never got the list of which burgers outside of that were in the top 10. Well,
is this real fast food, or is this like fast casual?
These are largely fast food, I would say.
Like In-N-Out and
Culver's. It's like In-N-Out rather than Five Guys.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Five Guys is on the list, though. Five Guys is more fast casual. I agree.
Yeah.
In-N-Out's number two, the double-double. The original double from Freddy's, which I will say this, I dig Freddy's and the shoestring fries. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Freddy's is good.
Not bad.
The Papa Burger from A&W.
Never had it.
Culver's.
I thought A&W was gone.
They're still here.
Huh. Culver's Butter Burger Cheese Double.
Yeah.
I've had it. It's good.
Isn't there a Culver's opening somewhere? Isn't there another one coming
Not
somewhere?
Not here. I wish
no, I think
Northwest,
there is one.
In Northwest is near Culver's.
I think there's one coming to Central Arkansas.
We need yeah. one here.
I think there's one coming
is
here.
Is that a Wisconsin? Wisconsin? Coming here.
Yeah, because we're not fat
yeah.
enough.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Smoke Shack from Shake Shack. The Cheeseburger from Five Guys. The Whopper from Burger King made the top 10. Big fan. Son of a Baconator from Wendy's. I don't know about the regular Baconator. And the Double Meal, or excuse me, the Double Meat Whataburger from Whataburger. That's yeah. the top 10.
Okay.
I had one of those a couple weeks ago.
Shake Shack is good. I've never had that particular
Shake Shack
burger.
Is excellent. They yeah. got one at the Met Stadium at City yeah. Field.
Yeah. I always get them in New York.
When yeah. you go there, you should definitely not drink diet soda because according to this study, tracking 12,772 Brazilian adults over 8 years, that's a lot of work. Researchers found the highest consumers of low and no-calorie sweeteners declined 62% faster than the lowest group in brain aging. Equivalent to 1.6 years. The middle consumption group declined 35% faster, roughly 1.3 years. Effects were most pronounced in adults under 60 and those with diabetes.
I got about 18 other ways that are more enjoyable to age my brain than drink a diet soda.
I'm drinking one right now. It's delicious.
I can see your brain aging right in front of me, too.
I don't want to tell you this story, but I'm going to. I don't know what Honey Boo Boo's up to lately, but I know what her sister is. Her name is Lauren Eford, and she is more commonly known, apparently, for those who watch the show, as Pumpkin. She's now on OnlyFans, and she recently did her first serious content with her boyfriend. If you want to see it, she's charging between $100 and $150, which is pretty high. A regular subscription to her account is $10 a month. It took her 2 weeks to become one of the top creators on OnlyFans. She says, the money I make, it's going straight to my kids. Their college funds, I'm not telling them no. Vacations, all that stuff. I'm a mama first. I don't know what you are first, but maybe you're a mama too. I just want to tell you something. If you want to see someone disgusting take their clothes off, send me $100 and I'll send you a picture of me naked, okay? Do yourself a favor. Keep it local. You got to buy local, Phil. Because she is gross.
Give me about 10 seconds so I can
I'd
turn
rather
around.
See you three naked than this chick. She is so disgusting. Anyway, I just like to suggest this to her, too. According to this study, the widely accepted 10,000 steps a day did not come from medical research. It originated from a Japanese pedometer marketed after the 64 Tokyo Olympics. A recent systematic review of 57 studies covering more than 160,000 adults, so these are very thorough,
yeah,
found that 7,000 steps a day is where health benefits peak. But I would say if you're Pumpkin, you should stick with the 10,000 or more.
Yeah, go the extra 3,000.
I don't want to fat shame you, but if you're doing porn, you're going to get what you get. So shut your
David
face.
David Sedaris is a nut about walking. He does like 20 to 30,000 steps a day.
Our guy Sully.
He just walks all the time.
Yeah, he's Mr. Yep. Walker.
Sully walks you a see lot. Sully just walking in a circle sometimes just to get into 10,000. Steve, you only got to get in 7,000 now. 7, you don't have to do the circle hard. Walking
Tell him
anymore.
That, Phil. I don't think he knows.
I feel the need to play this clip before we tell you this next story because, well, I get it.
Jesus, man. Could you change the channel? You, man. If you like my music, get your own ass. I had a really rough...
I'll flip this out and kick your ass out.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles, man.
Don't tell the dude, but the Eagles are extending their longest running residency at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Now, here's my thing. Give somebody else a shot. Get out of there.
Thank you. Exactly.
I like the Eagles. I saw the Eagles when they were at Simmons last time. Sure. It was great. But enough already.
Move out!
I just said the same thing in a future newspaper column about Tom Brady. I'm like, enough. Do you have to dominate everything? Let someone else have a turn.
It's not enough yet. Obviously, people are still buying tickets for them to stay at the Sphere.
He's got all the rings, all the baby mamas, all the houses, all the microphones, all the everything. I mean, enough.
Now tallying 72 shows live in concert at the Sphere features additional dates on January 15th, 16th, 22nd, 23rd. It appears Don Henley and company had a change of heart after the vocalist previously said that this was probably their last year. Well, it should be. That's enough already. Give some room to some other bands that we all want to see in the Sphere.
Stop being the Eagles.
I hear that Rush is going to be there next year.
Their drummer died, right? A couple years ago?
Yeah, but they got this girl from Germany, and she's fantastic.
Yeah, she's good. So,
couldn't talk. Zac Brown Band performed at Fenway Park last week and surprised everyone in the crowd with a free cruise for two aboard Margaritaville at Sea on the new Beachcomber ship. That's more than 37,000 fans. The giveaway is valued at $14. No, I'm kidding. The giveaway is valued at more than $40 million. It's the largest surprise audience gift in live entertainment history. And I would still say, I'm good.
You don't go on many cruises, do you?
I don't do cruises.
If by many, you mean none. Yes, none.
Of all the vacations you've taken, which are prodigious, you've never been on a cruise?
Ever.
Is this a margarita cruise that's just like a day cruise? They're not staying
No, it's like a week-long cruise.
It is a week-long.
Do you have to listen to Jimmy Buffett music?
No, but you get to listen to Zac Brown. I like that. I like Jimmy Buffett. Okay. I just don't want to do it on a cruise. Not my jam. And I always be, I love cruising. Good. Have a good time.
Free?
No.
A free week in hell, right?
You have to pay me. You have to pay me the
money.
How about
the boat that tipped over on its side in Italy? That was crazy.
I mean, these are very rare things. What about, you know, getting stuck on there with COVID or some other weird disease? I'm fine.
It happens.
I'm a resort guy. I got to go to resorts or rent a house.
You're a landlubber.
I am. Yeah. I like to get in the water, but I don't want to be on the water. You know what I mean?
I just don't like people
enough.
You and
my wife.
To be around, to be stuck around them, you know,
I
strangers.
So I have the conversation with the people, and they try to sell me on it. I'm like, cabins are really smart, right? Oh, yeah, but you're barely in there. Okay.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. I'm a luxurious room guy. That's just me.
Yeah.
I need one. And I'm like, and then, like, everything's too organized. There's too much, like, you have to schedule dinners and stuff. Like, I'm out. And even if it's not true, I don't care. In my mind, it is, and I'm not going. So you guys have, listen, it's just like we're talking about with beer. It's all subjective. You do your vacation, I'm going to do mine. I'm out on cruises. Mm. Ro, what's up?
Hey, you know, me and Justin, as you all know, we have a lot in common. We're pretty much twins. And I'm with you. I don't want to be on a boat on the water, like out there like that. It's too many things can happen. If it's somewhere it's cold, you can run into some ice. If it's somewhere it's warm, you can run ashore and the boat can be leaning on its side. So I watched that documentary on Netflix. I'm cool on cruises. Give me some land. I'll put my feet in the water. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, my guy in there, they said he can only drink two beers or whatever. Don't feel bad, man. I ain't never been a big beer person. I'll probably go 2-3 beers, my max.
That's right.
But, man, I down a whole fifth of liquor, though. I don't know what it is. I can't drink a lot of beer.
We don't advocate that behavior. Right,
ladies and gentlemen, our PSA of the day.
Bro, we don't really subscribe to that kind of behavior. But
leave the beer alone, drink a fifth. Yeah. There you go.
I do know a good rehab facility that you could look into, though.
But, you know, I got it under control. I drink sparingly. It's just if I do, I know I can go.
How many kids you got?
Know, so, 5.
Okay, well, you should be drinking. Okay, I get it.
Exactly.
That'll do it. That'll drive you.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
That's all I got. Y'all take it easy.
Thanks, Ro. If Ro and I are twins, I don't know which one's DeVito and which one's Schwarzenegger.
I can't tell you apart.
I mean, I'll tell you what. Good thing we're not in a lineup together. That's for sure. All right, let's do birthdays. We've got some. Todd, you want to do Trav's tickets or you want to do something else?
We can do Trav's tickets.
We have a 4-pack of Trav's tickets. Come get you some at 501-661-1037. I need 4 players or as many as we can get, and then we will move on. We got Rewind coming up and What's on Tap.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
Johnny. Johnny was on yesterday. I guess he didn't win. You know, you can't win 2 days in a row, Johnny. He's like, but I have 8 people in my family. I really need 2 4 packs. Johnny, you're with Philip Martin. Then we got Mary. Mary, why you bugging on line 2?
Mary.
Phil, you're with her.
All right. Is it me or him? Okay, me.
You, Phil Elson. Yeah. Felson is with Mary. Johnny, you got Mr. Martin. 501-661-1037. Philip, I never told you this, but we're probably distant relatives. My mother was a Martin. Did I ever tell you
really?
That?
Really? No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how far back we got to go, but...
Probably away.
To the old country, you think?
Us, Ireland.
Yeah.
So, well, I have a Irish great-grandmother.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me too.
There you go. She has... I can't remember her name either. It's like...
Irish-Italian. He's like Springsteen over here.
That's all right, I tell you what we're going to do. If Philip wins or Todd wins... Johnny's going to get the tickets.
All right, Johnny.
If Phil Olsen wins or Pigskin wins, Mary's going to get the tickets.
Mary,
we'll move this on.
All right. Mary.
Don't you know me? On this day in history, the first U.S. commemorative coin of an African American was released. It was a Booker T. Washington. It was a half dollar. Hmm. Philip, what year?
1973.
I'll go 58.
54.
1925.
46, Todd Pierce. On this day in history, we talked about Ted Williams yesterday. Ted Williams went to Korea, came back for 37 games, and had his highest batting average of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Just the baddest dude of all time.
Freak.
Agreed.
407.
Freak.
On this day in history, he got fined $5,000 for spitting at Boston fans.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was his third time in 3 weeks.
Time.
I can't stop spitting at these losers.
That's right. Third time.
What year, Phil?
I'm going to say this was... 48.
46.
58.
I think it was 46.
56.
56.
Pigskin point.
Okay.
And on this day, no, we're not going to do a trivia, but it is the day that Barry Bonds hit his 756th asterisk career home run to break Hank Aaron's longstanding record. All right, let's go to birthdays.
2007, by the way.
Good job, Todd. Show off.
I think his head's gotten smaller in subsequent years.
Well, yeah, he quit rubbing the clear in the
It went back to its normal size.
This woman's got a perfectly sized head, and she's a real good actress. We saw her recently in The Odyssey.
Anne Hathaway.
Zendaya?
No, there are a lot of good actresses in this film, apparently.
Oh, Samantha Morton.
I don't remember other names.
She also made herself one of the greatest... performances of all time because they made her unattractive, very difficult in the movie.
Charlize Theron, go, man.
I got her.
You got her, Phil.
Eileen Wuornos.
A lot of guys
job.
Wish.
Yeah.
How old is Charlize today, Philip?
51.
Bingo. Bango. Big
wow.
fan. This guy is an arch enemy of a lead character on a show that was long standing on NBC.
Wayne Knight.
Oh, my. Whoa. Well done, Phil Ellison.
Newman!
Hello, Newman. How old is Newman today?
Wayne Knight is...
He was a jerk in Jurassic Park, too.
I don't think I would have cut off his
I think
name.
He's 72.
Todd.
68.
69. 71. Bingo, bango. Philip Martin on fire.
Just playing the game.
This guy's a great actor. Nelson Van Alden. Does that ring a bell on Boardwalk Empire?
Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon. Very good.
God,
how old,
man.
Todd?
Shotgun Stories.
He's great in The Shape of Water, too. What a hateable character.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the name.
Michael Shannon.
48.
52.
Bingo bango, pigskin. Well done. This guy is an NFL quarterback. He was the MVP of the 59th Super Bowl. Plays for the...
Matthew Stafford.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Jalen Hurts.
Correct, Phil. Shot. How old, pigskin?
Jalen Hurts is 29.
28.
Bingo bango, Phil. This is the most bingo bangos I've seen in a while. This guy was an X-Files actor, and he's also
Duchovny.
And he's also a sex addict, allegedly. Yeah.
Californication.
That's what they all say.
What a terrible role to play.
What, sex addict? How old?
He was in an awful movie that was filmed with Crystal Bridges.
There's another guy that let a good one get away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taya
That's
Leone,
right,
who was it?
Taya. Oh, man. Oof. Boy, her in the original Bad Boys. Yeah. Oh, mama. What a good actress. How old's David Duchovny?
65.
69. Sex addict.
58.
66.
Grow up. Bingo bango. This guy is a current outfielder in the major leagues. He is one of the most high profile travelers ever.
Mike Trout.
Mike Trout is right. Phil by a nose.
2011 Trav center fielder.
How old is he, Mr. Man?
He would have been 19 then. This is what? 15 years from then, so he's 30. I'm going to say he's 33.
35.
Bingo bango, Todd Pierce.
There you go.
This guy is a pint-sized quarterback.
Drew Brees.
The other one.
Rush.
That we talked about today.
Kyler Murray.
That's right,
Kyler
Phil.
Kyler Murray.
Test your memory. How old is the Vikings QB?
Kyler Murray is 26.
Should be an A.
29.
29. Big on Bengal Pigskin. Pigskin and Phillip have tied for the lead. It comes down to this. You two sit out. No offense. This guy is known as the next one. He was the first overall pick in the NHL draft.
Mario Lemieux.
2005. Oh. Phil knows who it is. He's a 10-time All-Star. He was the MVP in 2007.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby, Pigskin, with the win.
He lived with
the kid.
Or as we said in Detroit, Sidney Crosby.
He lived with Lemieux when he first played for the Penguins, too.
That was what he called
it. I like that. That's good.
Sidney. Yeah, then they beat us in Game 7. We've not recovered from that yet, Phil. We had it.
Nor should you.
We haven't. We lost it.
Think of all the octopus you have left over, though.
That's
so
true.
Good. Also want to wish a happy birthday to my favorite UCA super fan, Eric Fulton, who is celebrating a birthday today. So, Big E, if you're listening today, I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend. All right, we're going to hit a break. We come back, Zone Rewind, and then we'll come back after that, and we'll do What's on Tap. As we head in, I want to tell you about our friends at Gwatney Chevrolet. Gwatney Chevrolet. Oh, speaking of UCA, I need to mention this. They had some staff changes. You may have heard it in the sports report. Todd put it in there. But Jeff Lebo's kid's coming to be an assistant coach. He and Coach Shulman are very tight, and Creighton's earned his own stripes as an assistant over at North Carolina under Hubert Davis. So I'm really excited to have him on staff. But my man Brock Witters has been promoted to associate head coach and general manager, which he's been serving in GM role for basically de facto for some time now. Max Shulman, now the offensive coordinator officially. He was last year anyway. And Ryan Montgomery is now the director of player development. So excited about all these guys getting their due up at in Conway. All right, back to business here for a moment, if I may. Our friends at Oaklawn are having some fun, and you can do it too. All you got to do is get down to Hot Springs. It's pretty simple, and have a blast. Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin evening coming up August 28th. Get your tickets now at oaklawn.com. And Amy Grant coming to the Spa City September 18th. That's a Friday night. Oaklawn Resort Pool is open, and they cool it in the summer, and it is so refreshing and wonderful, even when it's 108, according to the experts. Oh, it feels like 108 outside, but if you jump in the pool, it feels great. Access granted to hotel and spa guests, and if you go to the spa, you're going to love that, too. It's Forbes' four-star rated spa, the Astral Spa at Oaklawn. Go to oaklawn.com to book your reservations, book your room, book your tickets, and all you can do is roll down there in your vehicle to get yourself a great meal. They've got casual dining at the Mainline Sports Bar with Hot Springs' best wings. And, of course, if you want a little more high-end experience on a Friday night, Bugler, Oak Room, absolutely phenomenal. All under one roof. It's Arkansas's favorite place to hang. It is Oaklawn. It's 1233.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas State announced Thursday that the Sun Belt Conference released its men's basketball slate for this season. The Red Wolves begin conference play with home games against South Alabama on December 16th and Georgia Southern on December 19th. ASU's first road game comes on New Year's Eve at James Madison. Other home conference games include Appalachian State, Georgia State, Southern Miss, Louisiana Lafayette, Louisiana Monroe, Troy, and Louisiana Tech. The Sun Belt Conference tournament will be March 2nd through 8th in Pensacola, Florida. Sticking with basketball, the University of Central Arkansas men announced the addition of Creighton Lebo to the coaching staff. Lebo spent the past two seasons as a graduate assistant at North Carolina. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dignan shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill, Central Avenue, downtown Hot Springs. Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're in the zone with Justin Angry and Phil Olson.
They're ridiculous. They're impossible.
Those guys are the worst. They're sick. They're perverted.
On 103.7 The Buzz.
Where all the girls at with the credit cards and the high heels? The Mercedes Benz with the big wheels. When they hit this jam, they can't sit still. Yeah, they know what's up. Where all the girls at with the Birkin backs and the big house? The Mercedes Benz with the... When they hit his jam, they turn the lights.
All right, we're going to rewind it. It is 12:36. Welcome back in the zone. Good times today. Pretty busy day. It's just going to get better, too, because we're just going to have more and more football to talk about as the season wears on here or gets closer to the season beginning, which is nice. I hope everybody has a great, safe weekend, and I don't know what your feelings are on SPF or whatever, but don't get sunburned, okay? That's my PSA for the day. All right, let's figure out where our rewind is. There it is.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
Okay. What in the world? Are these from this week or last week? I don't remember these. Those are from last week. That's weird.
I didn't take out any that were there from last week. I put them out toward the bottom of the page.
You maybe did. Maybe I don't have the page extended, Todd, enough. No, I don't see them. I should have checked these before we got to this point. I got an idea. We're going to flex. Watch me go. Watch me turn on a dime and do something fun, like what's on tap.
What's on tap? Highlighting the biggest sporting events each day is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
Okay, well, today is the 7th, and the Travelers are playing the Sod Poodles over on Buzz 2 today. It's 6:50. 7:05 first pitch if you'd like to head over and watch them in person at Dickey Stevens Park.
It's Kate Anderson night, so.
It is Kate Anderson night, so maybe pretty busy tonight.
You got a real good chance to win, too.
Yeah, I'd say with him on the mound, you got a real good shot for sure. Television-wise today, if you're into Australian rules football, well, it's over. But it started real early this morning, and if you want to get up tomorrow on FS2, they probably have a little bit more. The whole time change thing's an issue. Last regular season tournament for the PGA Tour before we get to the playoffs, the Wyndham Championship. Those dudes went low yesterday. My goodness. They were shooting 61, 62. I was like, holy cow, boys. That's on the Golf Channel at 2 o'clock today. And the U.S. Women's Amateurs on tonight on the Golf Channel at 6 o'clock. I'm assuming that will not be live. In hockey, they have a Gretzky Cup on the NHL Network. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that was.
That's at 1 and 6 today. Softball Little League World Series continues today at 2 o'clock. With Lake Mary, Florida against Snohomish, Washington at 2 o'clock. I probably mispronounced that. Some WNBA basketball at 6:30 on ION, whatever that is. And as far as the baseball schedule tonight, you've got the White Sox hosting the Guardians at 6:30 on the MLB Network. And the late game there is Detroit Pigskin against San Francisco at 9:30 if you want to stay up late. Me neither.
I'll think about it.
Okay. And that's pretty much it. Tomorrow, Pro Football Hall of Fame starts at 11 o'clock if you want to watch the speeches. And we already got a really good Hall of Fame game, so that's good. That's a good way to get into the weekend. We're excited about that. All right, we'll hit a break. We'll come back with the rewind and find it. It's somewhere in there. I know it. Back in a second.
If you're looking for a quality pre-owned vehicle, McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock has over 900 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. From cars and trucks to SUVs, you'll find all makes and models and something for every budget. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit, they'll work with you. Plus, a 3-day exchange policy. You can shop with confidence knowing you've got options after you buy. Take a look at McLartyMazda.com. McLarty Mazda and Volkswagen in North Little Rock, where more choices mean more ways to save.
Uneven tire wear, poor handling, or suspension issues costing you money? Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock has you covered with heavy-duty alignments and tough, dependable U-bolts built for hard-working trucks and equipment. Proper alignment improves tire life, fuel economy, and performance, and their quality suspension components keep your fleet safe and road-ready. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers keeps your business moving. Visit PowersTruckParts.com. Today.
The circle of life includes death. Small estates, large probates, or trust administrations? Hire the Lions. Life's a jungle. Be healthy, wealthy, and wise with Lion Legal. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Get in the conversation with live fan feedback at 1037thebuzz.com. Presented on Out of Bounds by Smart Buick GMC. With GMC trucks on the lot ready to move starting at $38,296. SmartBuickGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com. For the fall kickoff sale, Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
HJ Trailer Sales has you covered, whether you need a trailer, truck bed, or expert repair. Our expert team is ready to help. HJ Trailer Sales is your one-stop shop for it all. If you want a one-stop shop for all your marketing needs, you need 1037 The Buzz. We receive several phone calls a week from people who say that they heard about us on The Buzz. I've worked with their experienced team for many years. Call Sabrina Woodall at 501-650-4971.
Let's get back to more of the show in the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio with your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Olson.
Okay, gotta talk more sports with you.
On the Buzz Radio Network. Off with your
head. All right, we cleared things up here. Guatney Chevrolet will help you too, and we're going to have our rewind officially momentarily. Guatney Chevrolet open for business since 1957. If you need a new car, driving around, you're like, you know, my AC just ain't kicking like it used to. I need some new AC. Guess what? Sometimes you do need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just get a whole new car. They'll help you on financing, give you top dollar for your trade-in value, even if your AC stinks. Get over to Jacksonville, and they'll take good care of you on a truck, an SUV, even a pre-owned vehicle that may or may not be a Chevrolet. Doesn't have to have a bow tie on the front to be good for you. So go find what you want. Go get what you need. The Guatney Chevrolet. It is the James Street exit in Jacksonville. If you're heading north from the capital city, look for that big American flag and get on the lot. Find your car. Talk to the folks. They'll take care of you like they've been doing since 57. They'll treat you like family. Or if you're like my family, even better than that. So go see our friends in Jacksonville at Guatney Chevrolet. All right, here we go.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right. Phil is a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Still, yes.
I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. And most of our listeners are St. Louis Cardinal fans. Got to And then there's that other team in the Central Division.
A good one.
Not a fan. As one Cardinal fan to a Cub fan, don't you hate Milwaukee more than anyone? I do. I do as well.
What's to hate about Milwaukee? I've had fun in Milwaukee.
Phil, you can have fun in Schenectady. That's not the point. Milwaukee blows, and that's just the way it is.
I'm not going to say it blows, but I will say that any game, I've been to a couple of games in Milwaukee, including one Cubs game. And you close your eyes and just forget where you are, you'll think you're at Wrigley Field.
100%.
Just based on the sound.
They're just, I've had some bad interactions with their fans. They're just losers. I just, they've got an inferiority complex because guess what? When the games are over, they got to go back to Milwaukee. It's the crappiest city in the division.
I mean, I've only been there for a couple of nights. What do I know about Milwaukee? I just know that I thought the ballpark was cool.
Yeah.
And they do love baseball there.
Their ballpark isn't bad.
Milwaukee's fine.
Yeah. Is it still Miller Park?
It's called American Family Field.
Yeah.
For an insurance
Jeffrey
company.
Dahmer lived there.
Yeah, Dahmer. That's the Milwaukee.
I don't even know how we got on this topic. Texter had an opinion about, he didn't like Ryan Silverfield. He compared him to the guy you don't compare him to. I mean, there's certain people in history you just don't mention. This guy's one of those people. I'm sorry, guys, but I get Chad Morris vibes when I hear Silverfield speak. Sounds rehearsed, fake, like a put on to me. We shall see. Hope I'm wrong because I'm sick of losing. I will tell you this. When I was very critical of some of the comments he made when he first got hired, but having met him in person, I don't get Chad Morris vibes. When I met Chad Morris, I got Chad Morris vibes, and it was real bad. And I turned to Wes, and I said, Wes, this dude is not going to make it as the head coach at Arkansas.
I got bad vibes when I was with him at an event, and he was talking to me, and he was like that our linemen were too big. They needed to be smaller and quicker. And I was just kind of, all I could keep thinking was, this is the SEC now.
The thing I heard from Morris that I don't hear at all from Silverfield is my system. My system. That's right. What it was all about with Chad.
We evaluate personalities ad nauseum in the beginning of the season or in the beginning of a tenure. But at the end of the day, if he wins games, nobody's going to give a damn if he shows up in a pink tutu with an ice cream cone on his head. As long as they win games, nobody's going to give a crap what he says or does. It seems like, and I understand what you're saying, because I didn't like the bravado when he came out. He said, we're going to go out there. You know, these guys, I told him, you want to transfer to another school? We're going to kick your ass. Are you? You get kids to transfer to Georgia, you're going to go kick their ass, right?
Right.
You're not. So don't say that. But the rest of it's been fine. He's not Chad Morris. I think we can safely say.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm with you there.
All right. I don't even know. We got to the dumbest conversations. Oh, we were talking about the former Rangers announcer who had the incident on the air.
Dave Barnett.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard the clip. It's kind of scary stuff. And then we got onto a whole other. We're idiots.
This discussion involving a 2-1 game, the tying run at second, a leadoff single by Chase Headley. Go ahead, run. Is at fifth on what Adams is insisting on calling it a botched robbery. What actually happened was his henchman took a piece literally out of his.
That would be scary being next to that in the booth.
He said what? Fifth base.
Fifth.
All right, that's wild.
Something about his henchman?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. That's
wild.
And
a stolen robbery or something?
Yeah. Maybe it was. Maybe he did have a stroke.
And then,
I don't know, it's sad. I mean, this is wild, though. It just made me think about it. You know, people say guy woke up on third base and thinks he hit a triple. You know, it's like, guy woke up on fifth base and thinks he hit a quintuple home run, man.
Guy woke up on fifth base and wondered, what the heck sport am I playing?
Anyway.
What kind of lady is this? She let me go to fifth.
Yeah. Wait, help us out with that. New question of the day. What is fifth base? And how often have you been there?
And how much did it cost? You got to pay extra for that kind.
I hate that Moose is off because that was really funny. He's just quite the little dynamo. Anyway.
That was an interesting conversation to have.
All right. I told Philip we need to have a discussion, or I want to see a column from him because he is the perfect guy to write this with your knowledge of film and sports. Yeah. Sports films that haven't had a sequel that need one. And we got onto the topic of Bull Durham, too. Also, we did hear, I don't know. We don't have it here, I don't think, but the worst anthem of all time this week. I hate to pile on, so I won't.
By Martha from Martha and the Vandellas.
Yeah. Didn't Crash Davis go coach Visalia? I heard the opening there.
There was an opening in Visalia. That was that would have been the sequel. Him as a manager in Visalia, which is a lovely little Central California town.
Is it too late?
For a sequel?
For BD2. He's been a minor league manager for years, and they're finally giving him an opportunity to coach the big league club.
But his pitching coach is Nuke.
Oh, of course, obviously.
And he's got an incredible young talent, but he's not quite living up to his standards, so he gets his wife to sleep with him.
I like Moose as a script writer.
He also starts dating Jake's love interest from Major League.
Rene Russo.
Rene Russo, yeah. Uh-huh. He starts dating Rene Russo. Steals her away from Jake.
Let's just blend all the baseball movies into one amalgamation for Bull Durham 2.
Okay.
Bull Durham 2. Two Bull, two Durham.
And then the ghosts come in from the cornfield.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. With James Earl Jones leading the way.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little rendition of this anthem from the other day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
All right, you don't need any more. That sparked a memory for Phil of the worst anthem ever played at Ray Winder.
Uh-oh.
Fair to say?
It's the worst I heard in 6 years.
It wasn't even the anthem, it turns out.
Take a break and return with the starting lineups for the ballgame. You're listening to Arkansas Traveler Baseball.
The remix.
Sense of obligation.
Just like the reaction of
for those of you, and by the way, this is not for the air. Those of you that heard that rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner at Ray Winder Field, I apologize on behalf of the team. I don't know what the organ has got into. Hopefully we won't be hearing him much more today.
It's called Scotch, Phil. It's okay. Doesn't make him bad.
Well, we had beer in the press box. Who knows if he might have gotten into that.
Yeah, beer in the press box. Scotch for my organist. All right. Last thing. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Philip, I want to get your take on the film because we got about 5 or 6 minutes left and we're done here. I saw The Odyssey finally.
Yes.
Good film.
That's what you've gotten to now after a week.
It was a good film.
Yeah.
There's some holes in that story, man. You got to admit.
What were your holes?
Tell us about your holes, Justin. How much time do you have? Well, here's some things about it. Here's some things I didn't like. I just think the thought of, like, the king goes away to go to war and then comes home, admittedly, a long time later, and all these guys are waiting around to hook up with his wife,
right,
and she's held strong all this time, and then he shows back up, and they're like, nah, we're still hanging in there. And then, like, the whole scene where he's got to murder everybody, it's just like, come on, man. I don't know. It's just a little far-fetched for me.
So did you like the movie?
Eli, I've never heard anybody have more criticisms for a movie that he so-called liked before in my life.
I did like it.
I know the story, but, I mean, it's a movie.
It's good and it's entertaining. I'll put it to you this way. When a giant cyclops is less of a suspension of disbelief than some of the other things I mentioned, that's an issue for me.
All right. I know I'm probably wrong.
No.
But I mean, I got to tell you, Homer, a little overrated. Well, I got to be honest.
He's not one guy. Homer's not one guy.
Okay.
It's a bunch of, you know, stories.
Bunch of poets that got together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's a co-op.
It's a collective.
Right.
I don't even. Okay. First of all, you may disagree. Have you guys seen this? Basically, I don't want to ruin this for you.
I'm
sure you know how a story ends. You probably read it a few times. Anyway, I didn't love Anne Hathaway in that role. I love Anne Hathaway, too. I just didn't like her as the queen.
I thought she was great.
I thought she was pretty good. I mean, I don't think people are going to be talking about this movie in 2 years.
Thank you. That's what we said.
That's what I think. I don't think it's like
okay, I anticipated walking in going, I can't wait to see this again in IMAX.
Yeah. I mean, it's
I don't feel
like
that at all.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Okay. Well,
when Inception came out, the guy, I'm not going to mention his name, the guy at the Arkansas Times wrote a review, said, this is the greatest movie ever. If you disagree with me, you're a moron.
That was a mind-blowing movie. Inception.
But who thinks about it now? I mean, sorry, yeah, Inception. Yeah. But I mean, and then it's like Inception. Yes, it's
the one thing I remember for that movie Inception. Is you have to have something in a weight in your hand so you know like what level you're.
Right.
I'm not smart enough to appreciate Inception. Same.
No, it's
I
fine.
Like Memento better.
It's fine. I like Memento better too. It's fine. It's nothing wrong with it. It's just that it's a movie. It's going to wash over you, and then you're going to forget it in 6 months.
But there are movies that stay with you that you want to see
this
again and again.
This is not one of them, okay. I don't think.
All right.
And that's kind of what I walked in expecting, is that it was going to stay with me.
I think it was overhyped, but even if that hadn't happened, I think it just didn't live up to it.
Everything gets overhyped.
It does.
The Spider-Man movie is incredibly overhyped.
I mean, can't wait to see it. Overhyped. I'm going to go this weekend, maybe, and then I'll tell you if I liked it better or not.
So I've been watching the Batman movies, Nolan's Batman movies, with my kids the last couple of nights.
Mm-hmm. The Batman?
No, it was
you going to see the Batman?
Batman Begins.
I love the Batman.
And then The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And man, it's like I think those movies stay with you more than the Odyssey will.
Did you get the Batman vibe off Armageddon or Agamemnon?
Oh, Agamemnon.
Batman. Yeah, that's
not necessarily.
That's what people are saying.
I see it a little bit in that he didn't barely ever spoke. He kind of had a shroud around him and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a thing that Nolan put all his old movies into this movie.
Phil, write down this as a question today for next week. What baseball movie would you like to see a sequel to? This person offers up Love of the Game 2. I didn't love Love of the Game 1 that much.
I didn't either.
It was good, though.
Yeah, Love of the Game was all right. Like I said, he'd help if you could throw harder.
And I've got a big thing for Kelly Preston, but yet I really just like the baseball aspect of that movie.
The woman singing the anthem was just hard to listen to. Oh, thank you, Captain Obvious. Appreciate that. You think? All right. Okay, interesting. All right. Hi, Wes.
What's up?
Nothing.
How are you?
Good. Week's over.
Yeah. Let the weekend begin, right?
Let the weekend begin, Rihanna.
All right.
Here's to the freaking weekend. I'll drink to that.
Coming up, we got Connor Goodson from hogsports.com. He's been at the first two practices. He's going to give us his thoughts on what he's seen so far with the Razorbacks. 210, Steve Sullivan in the studio. We got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, talking college football and I'm sure some UFC because you have the Vegas fights this weekend, right? Yes. Blank stares through the room.
I mean, I don't know. If there was a UFC fight at an F1 race, would I see it? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. But you know what? If there's money to be made, Wes, I want to hear what the thoughts are.
Yes.
International Beer Day. What's your favorite beer from out of town?
Modelo?
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's probably the most popular. It was the most popular beer in America for a while, I don't know if it still is or not.
It should be.
It's an easy drinker.
I like it with a lime. Needs the lime.
Well, we all like it with a lime.
Yeah.
But it's fine without. Okay, stay tuned for Out of Bounds. They will not spend as much time on international.
Have a great week, everyone.
Yeah.
A week?
And?
I was going to say, please come back on Monday. Don't go a whole week without us. For goodness sakes. Although we won't be here next Friday. Oh, by the way, you get Chris Kane next Friday, boys, if you want to come up here. So, huge upgrade. Huge upgrade.
I'll be here.
That'll be fun. Looking for a lunch spot that's fast, fun, and won't wreck your wallet? Head to Brewski's Pub and Grub with locations in downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock. The Brewski's Babes are serving up ice-cold drinks, smash burgers, loaded fries, wings, wraps, and more. Fast enough for your lunch break and priced right every day of the week. Escape the office and grab lunch with friends. Brewski's, the spot for good vibes, great food, and quick service. Brewski's Downtown and Brewski's North Little Rock open daily at 11.